What you got there?
Smoothie.
Smoothie at the movies.
Smoothie at the movies on the breeze, and after years of wondering if we'd ever get the chance, this week we say goodbye to one of the most iconic movie characters of all time. This week, we're talking about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Indiana Jones.
Archimedes' dial. I've been looking for this all my life. You stole it.
Then you stole it.
And then I stole it.
This Friday. This is gold. Ancient gold. His final adventure.
What's that?
Will be his greatest.
Come on!
This is it. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Yes, after 15 years away from the silver screen, Harrison Ford dons the famous hat and whip as Dr. Henry Jones Jr. for his final hurrah. Well, I mean, they're calling it his final hurrah, but you never say never, right? Director James Mangold sits in the chair previously occupied by the great Steven Spielberg, and it immediately feels like he's determined to not make the same mistakes that, you know, perhaps previous films did, and just deliver a classic, pulpy, whip-cracking, globe-trotting, Nazi-punching adventure. This time, the famed archaeologist is pulled from his pending retirement when his goddaughter comes looking for a long-lost treasure that only the great Indiana Jones knows how to find. An ancient dial developed by Greek mathematician Archimedes that may possess the power to change the course of history itself. Now, this movie is positively oozing with the love for the adventures that came before it. Mangold clearly knows the classic indie formula inside out, and for the most part, you know, he delivers exactly what you'd expect. This film is fast-paced, jam-packed with exciting chase sequences across multiple parts of the world, with a band of lovable treasure hunters and the threatening villains in pursuit. Its over 2-hour runtime is largely a non-factor. Time flies by, and the action is, you know, it's pretty good. This is undeniably an Indiana Jones film. It would be hard to accuse anyone involved of betraying or soiling the indie legacy, and to be honest, I feel like that was pretty much the whole goal here. Now, does it add anything much of substance or tell an emotional, captivating story? Not really, no. And this is the biggest disappointment of the film. Time is a major theme in The Dial of Destiny, and there was a real opportunity here to tell this heart-wrenching story about a man who's lost everything, his loved ones, his adventures, his physical ability to be Indiana Jones. All of it lost to time. And this is the perfect story to tell right now. This is how you send Indiana Jones off the right way. But this is a modern Disney movie, and telling this story right was going to require some degree of risk. A risk that I dare say the filmmakers and most, if not all, of its 4 screenwriters were willing to take. But Disney? Absolutely not. We're left with a movie that's really easy and fun to watch, but leaves no real lasting impression. Dial of Destiny is undeniably Indiana Jones. But in my heart of hearts, I just can't help but feel like this beloved character deserved a little bit more.